What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining us for our very first episode of Are We Famous Yet? I am Robbie, and I am sitting here with my co-host, Alexis, and we are so thrilled that you guys are here and listening to this podcast. So we thought in honor of our very first episode, we should just talk about a lot of our very firsts. So we have a bunch of different questions about our firsts with us, and we're just going to go back and forth and answer these questions. And you guys also definitely need to stay tuned for what we are calling episode 1.5, because we have so much to catch up on after we do all of our firsts. And we want you guys to get to know us and hear what's been going on. So please make sure after this episode you go and check that one out, all right? So yeah, let's start.
So I think the very first that we should talk about is how we met each other. So I asked you earlier, you have to remember.
No, this is going to be a short story because I don't remember.
It's going to be a short story. Short story that will be able to be turned into very long.
Okay.
Because we talk too much.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you remember? You don't remember? We've talked about it like 100 times. What do you think is our first time?
Okay.
That we met.
We met through a mutual friend.
Yes.
And
that's correct.
She invited you to come hang out with us one night.
Where?
Feel like we went to DC.
Lies.
Okay, so I don't know the story.
You don't remember how we first met?
No, I don't.
Literally just shouting at each other.
I know. I honestly only remember how I first met like two of my friends, and that's it.
You're rude.
I'm not rude. I'm just forgetful.
I'm literally gonna tell you. I'm gonna say. Let's see.
Okay.
We'll do a game.
No. Okay.
To see, what's that game where it's like you say a word and it's like
word association.
Word association. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a super fun game.
Okay, so
let's see what happens.
I'll do like the place. I'll just say the place we met. Herndon Townhouse.
Yes! Oh my god, that was perfect.
Yes!
Okay, so
yes.
We met at a house party.
Yes.
In Herndon, Virginia.
Oh my god.
Shout out 703. And
571.
Oh my god.
240.
So I remember
301.
You telling me about Grindr.
Yes.
Yes. And I
remember,
like,
we're leaving names out though. This
yes.
is a story we have
we're
to
leave
names
out. Absolutely. To protect the innocent.
God, not even
us.
The innocent. Oh yeah. Like not even
innocent.
Okay.
We're the innocent. No, you were telling me about Grindr, and I had never heard of this, and I asked you what it was. So you were telling me about this app, and I distinctly remember you inviting me into the bathroom, and you were like, "Girl, I love you. You're so fun. Come to the bathroom with me." And I was like, "Okay, this is kind of odd because I just met you, but sure, let's do it." We went into the bathroom of this townhouse.
Yes. Okay. Well, we have to back up a little bit.
Oh.
Because it's not like I just arrived at the party and was like, "Hey, girl, let's go to the bathroom."
I mean, like, you were there in attendance. And
I was there.
Were you with somebody? You were with.
Don't say the name. You know,
but
it was 7 years. It's 7 long years.
It's,
yes.
It's who I know.
It's 7 long years, yes.
It's okay.
Voldemort, we don't mention his
yes.
name.
You were there with someone.
Yes.
Oh, and I remember, I think I asked
because
you.
Because
he
was so fucking hot.
He was so cute. And
so
I was
hot.
Like, oh my god, where did you meet this one?
Yeah.
And you were like, "Girl, come to the bathroom with
yeah.
me and I'll tell you." And that's where I learned about what Grindr was.
Yes.
And you and I became fast friends in
really?
The like bathroom of
that's
a
bathroom.
Herndon townhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Very first time. Because I was on a first date with this person.
That was your first date?
It was my
first
very first
date.
Date.
Oh my god, how perfect is this story?
That's
first time
saying.
We met,
yes.
first date.
Well,
first
not
date
well, it wasn't, no, it wasn't my first date ever.
Oh.
But
no,
it was my
first
date with
that
person. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, so we went to, we were at, it was our first date. We'd been talking on Grindr for a while. And then we, like, had our first date at, what's that Great American place? One of the...
Like a Sweetwater or
no,
a...
the one in Reston Town Center.
Jackson's.
No, the one across from Jackson's.
Big Bowl.
No.
Because none of those are Great American.
Oh, I thought,
Jackson's is the only Great
American.
Taproom?
Taproom, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is
that's not a gar place.
Which one is that? Just American Taproom?
Yeah, I don't know who owns it. Because we remember
hashtag,
you so well.
Hashtag, so we had our first date there, and it was, like, awkward, only because, like, it was, like, we were, I mean, I didn't think I was hot, but, like, he was hot, and he knew he was hot.
Yeah.
So it was just one
those
of those.
Those are the worst, by the way.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
So, and then I had to, like, convince him to come to that party, and I was, like, but it's, like, literally just down the road. Like, you don't even have to go that far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just down
same
the road.
Neighborhood.
Same neighborhood. So we went, and remember, we had been there, and there was, like, all of A's friends there.
Yeah.
And they were, like, at the time, like,
girls.
I didn't even know.
Girls.
Like, a bunch of, it's just randoms that I don't feel like we even saw after that night.
I still don't even
maybe one, oh, people. No, we did, because we went to, like, one or two of them. One was her cousin. Remember the cousins were there?
Yeah.
And, like, the random, not random, but, you
yeah,
know.
We call them the candies.
Yeah. That might give it away. If they watch. No, they're not going to watch. Nobody's watching.
Nobody's
I mean, nobody's watching because.
Nobody's watching
because
there's
listening.
Nothing to watch.
Nobody's listening.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you reminded me of this.
God,
now
this
I
is like, I have such bad memory.
Yeah.
But there are certain, like.
I have terrible memory.
Yeah. I have terrible memory.
So we met at a house party
right there,
in Herndon,
and then remember, so we went there, and I was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And then after our talk, I think he was like ready to go home, and I was like, and we, I was like, come on, help. That was a wink for
yeah,
those of you.
Yeah, he's like winking.
It was
and
a wink.
Right
I know.
Now.
We're doing a. There's a little BTS video going on, so I winked towards that video, but not towards the microphone.
The winking and nudging.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like. Girl, we had to get him to stay, like, offer him another drink. Be like, let's go.
Yeah.
And he drank more, couldn't drive. That was a score for me. And then, were you gone for this, or were you still there? I don't remember. Remember we went into, like, the guest room, and we put on Lindsay Lohan and Chris Pine, Just My Luck?
The movie?
Yes.
I don't think
that
I
was the
there.
Movie. That was the movie we... I don't think we went...
I definitely remember
we
there
might
was
went
like
all
a,
the way,
there
but
was
I don't
like
remember.
A striptease going on, but I don't think you guys were involved. I think like some of the girls at the party were like there was like a dance something going on in the kitchen.
Oh well, that's just me. Whenever there's music, it's
of
just
course.
Like twerking.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. When everybody left, we were in the guest room.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't there for that.
Just My Luck was playing in the background, and that's where we started. Do you remember? I used to be like, oh yeah, I'm just going over because we're having a movie night together.
Oh my God.
That's how it started because the very first time. On our very first date, we did a Dust My Luck movie night, and, like, I had to go grab, like, the hand towels from Andrea's guest bathroom. Do you remember?
No,
you don't
why?
Remember? Because.
To clean up.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To Lindsay Lohan's worst, one of her worst.
You used her
movies.
Guest towel.
Yeah.
She will die.
No, she already, I mean, she probably doesn't remember.
She probably threw
no,
them away
because
they were starched.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, hey. But no, she knew. She's, like, I told her up front. I don't keep many secrets.
Oh, my God.
But she
God.
Knew, yeah.
This is amazing.
And I think at one point you knew, too. But
this
you just forgot.
Amazing.
So that was, yeah. That was how we first met.
Herndon House Party, baby.
Pulled you in to tell you what the fuck Grindr was.
You told me
which
what Grindr
used to be
was.
A dating, it used to be a dating
upstairs
app.
Bathroom.
Just like every other dating app. Used
yeah.
to be.
Used to
a
be.
Dating app.
Oh
now
God.
It's just for, like... DTF.
Yeah, now, like, I've seen dudes using it on the train, and I read over their shoulder, like,
yeah.
they're writing to other people.
Messy.
I'm like, that's fun. Okay.
Messy. So that was my my first question to you. What's your first question for me?
My first question for you is... All right. When was your first... Who was your first crush?
Is that a real person or, like, celebrity?
Anyone.
Oh.
And how old were you?
Oh, my God.
I had my first crush at the age of 5, so can you top that?
Can you? You remember?
Yes!
Was it a real person or,
a
like,
real person in my school.
So, okay. So, I was actually thinking about this because I felt like this was going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was thinking, like, when was, like, I can't believe you remember at 5 years old. Oh, my
no
God!
God. First time slapping you in the face.
Oh
when
my
you,
God.
When you work on our show.
Just kidding. That was just my hand. so now I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, there's like the first crush that you remember. And then there's like the first crush that when you look back at it, when you're like 3 years old, you're like, oh, yeah, that actually like lit the fire. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first one, I would say, my crush. Oh, my God.
First crush. Real, fictitious, whoever.
When I, like, think about it, I think my first crush that I remember was, well, first of all, I had a girl crush that I remember on my friend Tori,
mm-hmm.
when I was, like, between the ages of, like, 8 and 10 or something.
Why'd you have a crush on her?
We were on, like, swim team. We were, like, family friends, and there was just something that, like, bonded us, and I thought, like, maybe, you know, we got well, you know, together. Like, we were, like, that just made no sense.
We got well together. So you guys were sick.
We got along
well
together, and we have family friends, and she was a girl, she was pretty, and I was like, oh, I guess this is what a crush is.
Okay, okay.
But then I also was like, oh, there's, like, this 18-year-old, too.
Yeah.
There's a boy. Oh, girl, this is bringing up
this
recollection.
So,
oh, my God.
This is so interesting.
So there was, like, another boy who was so hot. He was actually in Step Up. He became a dancer. I don't know if I should say his name, because I don't know if he wants me to,
How old were,
like,
you?
God, I would probably say, like, 8, 9, 10, something, somewhere around that
age. Okay, so you had a crush on a girl and a dude.
Well, I don't know if I actually had a crush on her,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like we were always, like, hanging out, so we were fused together, and people would, like, put us together, because we were always hanging out, always together, and we actually got, like, the 1999, like, summer love, like, certificate at our, like, swimming banquet. Like,
oh,
you would get,
God.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, most handsome, funniest, and then you guys got, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
were, like,
superlative.
Yeah, 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 the superlatives. Yes.
Yeah.
So we got that. And I don't even think at that time the one boy came on. There was actually two. But the one that I remember, I think maybe it was, like, a little bit older, because he was too cool for school, like, whatever, and then finally joined
yeah.
the swim team. Oh, my God, he was so hot. And then, you know, back in the day, you know, you wear the little Speedos.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
boing.
Like binoculars trying to find like a line or something. So that was one. But, like, the one outside of being, like, 10
yeah.
was, I had a name and then I just lost it. I lost it.
You lost it. Do you want to hear about mine?
Well, I'll tell you the one that I... fictitious that I can look back on right now, that, like, was a girl crush on Kimberly from Power Rangers.
Okay.
Amy Jo Johnson,
yes. The Pink Ranger.
Yes, did it for me. And then at the time I didn't realize it, because I was born in 89 and it came out 93.
Okay.
So I was, like, young, 3 years old maybe.
Yeah.
But then the other one, when I look back, was Austin St. John, who was the red Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
Jason.
Didn't he get into some legal trouble?
No, that's a different one.
Different Red Ranger?
Different Red Ranger.
Oh,
there's
okay.
been, like, 25 seasons, so there's been, like, 25 Red Rangers.
Austin St. John. I'm going to look this dude up.
Austin
right
St. John.
Now.
You should have seen a picture recently, within the last year or two, because I met him, like, twice.
Comic-Con. Can I just tell you, I love the name St. John, and I hope to make it my last name one day?
Can you do it, like,
that guy?
Yes.
Oh, shit. There
yes.
There
but, like, where is, wait, do, like, the images from Google? Oop. And I, oop.
Okay, figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Sound it out.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hey, gun show. How you doing?
Like, sparked the fire within.
I
now that I look
that.
Back at it.
Sparks the fire within. Those high-waisted jeans. Oh.
I mean, girl, it was the 90s. You should know.
Oh, I love
you're
the,
already 20.
I love the cut. I have preserved myself really well. I love the cutoff hoodie.
Yes.
Wow.
The flannel.
Wow.
I mean.
Wow.
Yes.
Goodness. Sorry, I'm distracted now. Looking
yum.
At Google.
Oh,
images.
Also Baywatch. Oh, David Chokichi was another one.
David Chokichi. He
from
was
Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm.
His last name's a little unfortunate.
It's a lot,
but Chokichi.
Baywatch is on Amazon Prime and Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I started rewatching it. Bitch.
You could Chokichi me any day.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
God, I feel like my first crush is so tame compared to that.
Do it.
I was 5 years old. I was in kindergarten.
At 5, you remember, like, having tingles in your...
Yep, I tingled.
I don't remember.
And I'll tell you why. Because he smelled so good.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the sense of smell.
Smell like what?
school, they paired us up because they were trying to teach us how to read. They paired us up with like fifth graders, and it was called the Assistant Reading Program. And they paired
me up. So you were
like
in kindergarten?
I was in kindergarten. They paired me up with a fifth grader named Bo.
That's why you like way older guys.
Oh my
bitch.
God, he was a fifth grader named
Bo. Did that ever like?
He smelled
equate?
So good. And
did you ever realize that was when people were like, bitch,
no.
You should only like older.
I like older guys because I liked a fifth grader. It never occurred to me. No.
But now looking back on it, you're like, oh
now
shit.
Now looking back on it, I'm
they
like,
taught me early.
Bo, honestly,
this is what society does to us.
I don't remember your last name, but I remember that you smelled so good because you had to sit really close to me while we read, and like you helped me learn how to read. I mean, reading is fundamental, bro.
Is it?
And you know what else is fundamental? Love. That's right.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah. Bo was my first crush
because of his smell.
He smelled so good.
When was your like
cinnamon?
When was your like first like crush like when you were like a teenager, when you were ready to like
are you ready?
Ew. What age?
God. I don't remember the age. I think I might have still been in single digits. I would say 8 or 9, and it was
I mean, I'm over here judging and I'm like, I just told you my first crush at 8 or 9.
It was Jonathan Knight of The New Kids on the Block.
The gay one.
The gay one! Yeah.
So put together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love those like metrosexual boys.
Yes.
That like you don't know if they could be or couldn't be, but like they might be. You never know. Well, Jonathan was, and I had a crush on the gay one.
Jonathan. I think a lot of people had one.
Had a poster on my wall. I kissed it with lipstick on so that you could
really?
See like a lip imprint on the
you
picture.
You know what? I miss posters. I actually like want to track down posters from like the 90s and like frame them and I mean now I want to frame them because I'm older, but
yeah.
Like, I just want to have them up.
Like,
I have a lot of movie theater posters that I've collected.
Yeah.
I just have to go out and get the frames from. Like I have Baywatch, but like Baywatch the
with
Rock.
Zac Efron.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have that one. I also have his Rolling Stone
cover.
Do you remember that one? He used to, it was like his very first shaggy hair.
Efron.
Oh,
nice.
Like white Hanes shirt, like starting to take.
Was he wearing jeans?
Yes,
jeans.
I
think I vaguely remember.
I mean, I can show you.
I mean, I love you as serial killer.
Oh my God, I haven't watched it yet.
It's not that great. I mean, it was good.
It didn't go viral.
It was
There's
good.
A lot of things that went viral about him.
I expected murder. I wanted to see murder.
Oh, there's no murder?
There was no murder. It was, it's...
In the Ten Bun...
Ted Bundy.
Bundy.
The Ted Bundy
had no murder in it.
It had zero murder.
And how many murders did he actually commit? Like
over 30.
And nothing?
Robbie, I signed up for murder and I didn't get any, but I did get Zac Efron naked.
His
He's
butt.
Naked.
His butt.
He's
Girl,
absolutely
I have
naked.
Screenshots.
Yeah.
I mean, Tumblr has it.
I mean,
it's on my Tumblr.
He's naked in that, and that,
I know,
that was
thank
great.
God.
But I signed up for murder and I didn't get any.
But he was also naked in The Awkward Moment. There was a movie called The Awkward Moment that was awful, but he...
Is Paul Rudd in that?
No. This was, like, the movie with him, there was, like, Miles Teller.
Yes.
And then there was, like, one other guy. I want to say it's Michael B. Jordan.
This is vaguely...
It wasn't a good movie at all.
Yeah,
because like
obviously
the,
we can't remember what it's about, but...
Well, I know it. I remember what it's about. I don't remember the cast other than Zac Efron, really. But there's a scene where he like I think he accidentally takes Viagra and it gives him like a hard on for like ever.
Yeah.
And he has to go pee, so he has to lay diagonal on the toilet.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And his butt is it's really small.
And his butt is small.
Yeah. So hopefully he's not.
I mean, that's not a huge deal for me. Is it a big deal for you?
Not really.
Yeah. All right.
The back is not that much of a deal for me as long as the front is.
Something to look at.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So we've gone through first crushes.
First crush.
Oh, when was your first kiss, bitch? I don't even have to look at the list. First kiss.
First
what
kiss.
What age? I. It's like so crazy that I can't.
You don't
I can't
remember
even. Yours? No, I do. Oh, girl, I remember. I can't disclose the name because then people can like Google, and then I might ruin lives.
Why did you kiss a famous person?
No.
Oh.
I kissed a regular person.
I kissed a regular person.
That
my first
doesn't
kiss,
like boys at this point, but his family might not be happy with it if people start looking him up and be like, hey, you were on this podcast. Only two people that are going to like.
Fuck him, I like
boys. I am. the two people that are listening right now. Hey guys, hi two of you.
Hey both of you, I really appreciate your support.
Thank you. And if you're listening in 2021, hi to the six of you that are now here.
Because they gave birth to people or what?
No, just like... No, like two people are watching this year.
Let's edit that.
Next year will be four. And then 2021, there'll be six. 2, 4,
yes,
6.
It's an epidemic.
Because nobody's listening to this. We're just talking. Thinking people are going to listen.
I'm sure my neighbors are listening because the walls are real open. So they're probably hearing all of this for free, which is making me crazy. No.
This is also free.
Wait, people won't have to subscribe for this?
No.
Oh.
You just go on iTunes podcast. Or like Spotify podcast.
Like I said, I'm
or
just
Amazon
talent.
Podcast.
I'm don't like, know how podcasts work. I'm
I don't
just
know
talent.
Either. I don't even know either. I think you can like charge, but nobody's going to pay for us until we're famous.
Well, if you put it on Spotify,
because, like,
people have to subscribe.
Because we're not famous yet. So.
Yeah. We're not? Are we?
Are we?
Are we?
Are we famous
yet?
I don't know.
So.
Comment below. I don't know if you can comment on podcasts.
I'm so sorry.
I know on YouTube you can. YouTube's.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I don't know. I said comment below because, like, you can tell people in your videos to, like, there's a whole comment section.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can do it with podcasts.
I don't know. Couldn't tell
you. We'll figure it out at one point.
My first kiss was my first boyfriend. I was a little bit of a late bloomer when it came to the boyfriend thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I had my first boyfriend in high school when I was 17.
Oh.
He was my first kiss.
I'm a late bloomer.
I'm a late bloomer.
Bitch, 20.
Late
something.
Bloomer at 17. Wait, you had your first kiss at 20?
Just keep going.
Okay, so we were sitting in his room. We were watching the episode of Friends where Joey takes Rachel on a date because they're trying to figure out if they can, like, be a couple or not.
Yeah.
And
I remember watching that on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Last year.
She asks him what his, like, moves are, if he has any moves on a date. And he tells her that his move is to tell girls, I wanted to wait until the end of the night to kiss you, but you're just so beautiful, I couldn't help myself.
And then she kind of was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, she wasn't
at that moment.
Right? Yeah.
My boyfriend turned to me and he said, I wanted
What's
to wait.
His name? Are you allowed to say his name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we gonna out people?
His,
are we starting to out people?
Well, he was straight then and he's straight now.
Oh.
Boring. Yeah, no, his name's Aaron.
You literally just gave me hope for 2 seconds.
His name's Aaron. And he said to me, he turned to me and looked at me and said, I wanted to wait until the end of the night to kiss you, but you're so beautiful, I just couldn't wait. And that's when we had our first kiss. On his futon in his parents' house.
He literally just, like, saw the line
and
repeated
it. Yeah.
And you were like, this is it.
And I was like, this is the one. Yeah. First kiss.
Are you?
In the bag. Thank you, Aaron.
You didn't think it was, like, cheesy and, like, not cute
Robbie,
at all? What did
he
you think?
Quoted my favorite show on the fucking planet. He won me.
But couldn't he have done that, like, 3 episodes later? Like, why did he have to literally watch it and, like, 5 seconds later, like...
Oh, okay, look, I didn't say he was original. I just said that he kissed me.
Ooh, girl, the 90s.
That was my first kiss.
Was this first run?
No, that was not in the 90s. No, that was definitely reruns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was 17, so I was, like, what was it? 2004.
Oh,
first
that,
kiss,
2004.
Well,
no, that might be actual.
Actually, no.
That might be
wait,
first
I'm
run.
Thinking of when I graduated college in 2006. This was.
I think you watched it first
like
run.
This is like 1999.
That might be first run. Like season, that was like season 5 or 6, bitch, and
wait
then
a
10.
Minute. Oh my God, I think you're right. Oh my God, this is like a live episode of Friends. This is like a real live episode of Friends. Yeah, I think this is like 1999, what did I say I was? 17? I was born in 84. 2000? That was the first run. That was not
that was
a rerun.
First run, Friends.
Oh my God, you just made me feel so
what
old.
What was it like?
I feel so old. What was it
they
like?
Because they went off air 2003, I think.
I definitely, I saw fireworks. It was
That's
wonderful.
Cool.
It was a great first kiss. Thank you, Aaron, for that
Good.
One. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
17. My first kiss was, I was 16. And it was, I can't mention names because I'm not trying to ruin families.
Yeah. Your love life is so controversial.
God, it's so crazy. I will say, I'll just say, like, initials.
Okay.
Because there's not even anybody probably from high school that's even listening to this, even though that's his initials were DK,
mm-hmm.
which which is so weird because one of my favorite bands is Danny Became, so their initials were like DK.
Okay.
I mean, not that I'm acquainted. I'm like, it's fake. But the worst. But so I was 16. I was a freshman in high school, and there were literally like no gay people at my school. I was the first gay person at both my high schools.
Okay.
I was a fucking pioneer.
I believe it.
Fucking pioneer.
Like Betsy fucking Ross over here.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I literally was sitting in front of the bus. Rosa Parks. Just call me Rosa.
She's in the back of the bus.
No, she had to be moved to the back of the bus. But I was sitting in the front.
Okay. Is that history that I mixed up?
I thought
she
was...
She had to be moved to the back?
Yes. Oh my God. Google it. Did I just like...
Oh, we're Googling
this
now.
Did I rewrite history?
Because I'm pretty sure.
Yes, white people sat in the front, colored sat in the back. That's why there was a big controversy.
Rosa Parks.
Oh my God, you're wrong.
Do you think if I ask Siri where Rosa Parks sat on the bus?
Yes, try it, and like put it right up to here.
Okay.
Don't even look at it. Yes.
Siri, what seat did Rosa Parks sit on the bus?
I found this on the web.
God damn it, I hate when she does that shit.
She's the worst. I don't know. So here are some some sites for you to do the research.
For
bitch.
You to look up.
So yes, she was a pioneer. She was like, no, I'm not moving. Because apparently she was like literally in, she was on like, you know, 1 through 4 was white, 5 through 10 was, you know, colored people. I think she was like on 5 or 4.5.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like,
she
bitch, you gotta
like,
move.
Like in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pioneer.
Yeah, you were a total pioneer.
Total pioneer.
Yeah.
Twice. But yes, so he...
He orders her to move to the back of the bus.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we were freshmen in high school.
Freshmen. No
freshmen.
Freshmen.
Oh, you don't do plural for two people?
Correct.
So we're freshmen in high school, and he was... I'm doing air quotes.
Air quotes. He
bye.
Was.
Yeah.
He was.
Bye.
What?
B-I.
Oh,
bye.
He was bye. Okay. I thought you were...
Quote, unquote.
I thought you were wishing me a farewell.
No.
Okay.
Bye. And actually dating a friend of mine. I'm the other woman.
Oh. You hussy.
Did. I don't know what word that was. It was just a sound.
It was like
bitch and like...
And dick?
Yeah.
At the same time?
God, yeah.
You were a dit.
Dit. Fuck. Lit already. I'm so fucking lit.
You're so lit because the drink you poured was enough to drown a sailor. So
yeah. Oh my God. And so...
what a dit.
I'm like, could you imagine every time I'm like screaming, people are going to be like, and their eardrums are going to start bleeding because like literally screaming into this microphone.
God.
Our
podcast is going to cause a mass exodus to the nearest hospital.
This should just be our podcast, just getting drunk and
they'll
just
like
talking.
They'll be like, what happened to you? I was listening to Are We Famous Yet?
Oh,
and now
God.
My eardrum is shattered. Thanks.
Oh my God. Word of mouth was the original marketing promotion.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Could you imagine if you go to the hospitals and be like, Are We Famous Yet?
killed my sensory.
You should listen. But it was like so fun, you should listen. So he's dating my friend and literally there was like flirtation going on, whatever. And then one night, I don't know how, I think it was oh my god.
Oh.
It was over.
No,
AIM. It was AIM.
Yes. I'll do it.
Let's meet up in the
library.
The path that's behind. Stop it. Hate you.
That was funny as
well. Let's meet up like in the wood path behind
classy.
You know, whatever street was.
Yeah.
And so we did. So we did, and this was my first kiss. It was like just like, oh, standing in the middle of the path, kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do it like you should push me up against the tree.
Wait, you gave him stage?
Yes!
Oh my
yes!
God.
I was like, I've seen this some, like, I've seen it in TV, I don't remember, it was TV shows, it was probably porn.
Oh,
But like where there's like aggressiveness, where it's like you push up against a tree.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, it's out in public and you're on like the grass or whatever. I don't even know. So it was like multiple different, and literally like not even, it was like literally within feet of each other.
Yeah.
Where there was a tree, and then literally 2 steps away we were on the ground, and then the other, it was the worst.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I don't know why I did this, because my friend is dating him, but like obsessed. So I went and blabbed my mouth to one of his friends that I thought it was gonna be cool.
Yeah.
We can keep secrets, whatever. Bitch. The next day, like ostracized by like, and I was a freshman, by juniors and seniors at my high school.
Yeah, but what do they matter? They're gonna leave the next year anyway.
What? But that's the thing. Everybody was, and so like, well, at the school I was going to in Montgomery County, Quince Orchard High School. Hey, you would have like lunch. You like juniors and seniors could leave for lunch. Everybody had open lunch, so you can either go to the cafeteria, you could have lunch in a classroom, you could have lunch in the hallway. And my school was like 4 levels. And the way that the school was constructed is a Q and an O.
You were just on another level.
Bitch. Literally. God. Oh my God, that one, I could feel like acid. Something coming up. Bitch, literally, within 12 hours, like, I would walk down the hallway and people would be like, oh,
they,
he's the one.
Did they boo at you and hiss at you?
They didn't do that, but there was a lot of talking.
They're
and
like,
then,
shame.
Well, bitch, it like got around back to the guy.
Yeah.
And this is where I learned, like, I need to be DL.
Yeah.
I think I learned that, yes. And he was like, I'm done. Like,
aww.
Done. I was like,
oh my God.
But that was my first kiss.
That was such
that was the longest
that
story
was
ever.
Such a less enchanting story than my first kiss story.
It was not.
Like,
some
you,
people have
you
it hard.
Outed somebody.
Kind of did. But here's the thing, everybody knew.
Yeah.
But there had never been proof of life. Like, never. And then here comes Robbie.
Here comes Robbie, who's like, I wanted you to kiss me on the tree. I wanted you to kiss me on the grass. Kiss me on that bench over there. Yeah.
In the woods.
In the woods.
I could have been murdered. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I look back at my yearbook pictures, and I'm like, how? How? How did I get my first kiss at 16? I should have had it at like 21 because I was that hit with the ugly stick. But
okay.
I was like, oh!
Well, that leads me to my next first question. What is your first regrettable hairstyle?
Oh. Do we have those?
I have one. And it goes back to a Friends episode.
I mean, didn't everybody?
Oh my God. First regrettable hairstyle.
I don't think I've ever had a regrettable hairstyle. I've had a regrettable hair color.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
So back when I was like middle school, high school, on swim team, it's like, bitch, I want to be blonde. I've always wanted to be blonde.
Everybody
and
wants
I've gone
to be blonde.
I've gone blonde and mm-hmm. done it the correct way many, many times.
Yes.
But the very first time I wanted to be blonde, I was like, oh. Here's this thing at the supermarket called Sun In.
Oh, I've tried that.
Well, when you have light brown hair,
it
that's
turns
almost
your
blonde.
Hair orange.
Well, I mean, maybe not yours. Some people
no,
did,
mine
did
orange.
It really.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, bitch, I have dark brown, almost black hair.
Yeah.
Bitch, it was the color of, you know, the Kraft macaroni and cheese, like the cheese powder?
Yes.
Bitch.
That's orange. It's pretty orange.
Bitch. Orange, and I had to live with it. And that was the same summer I got my first acne, like my first like shitstorm of acne.
Yeah.
So shitstorm of acne and fucking like Kraft macaroni and cheese hair.
Oof, that's rough.
And my hair was curly.
That's
so
rough.
It didn't make it any better that I had macaroni.
Oh my God, you look like Karen Tom.
Bitch, the worst.
At what age?
I think this was not, it definitely wasn't high school. It was like middle school. Like
middle
maybe
school. Mine was
like
middle school
7th
too.
Grade, 6th or 7th grade, something
yeah.
like that.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, it's bringing up memories of like, my first regrettable hairstyle was back when like my parents chose what my hairstyle was and I didn't get to. I was 8 and they gave me a bowl cut.
Well, that's the worst for girls.
Bowl
when
cut.
When they're like, oh, our son. can do it. So
oh my god,
girl.
Like when you look like the dude from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, yeah.
Which one?
The one with the bowl cut.
They both have bowl cuts.
No,
oh no, Jim Carrey only
had
a
bowl. Carrey
had
a
yes.
bowl cut. No, I would say my first, besides that one, thanks mom and dad for choosing that hairstyle. That was really helpful for my upbringing. My first regrettable hairstyle that I chose myself was in middle school, and I chose the Rachel. Once again, I'm giving air quotes. The Rachel.
Which was season one or two.
Season one or two, where she had all those layers around her face and like chunky highlights and everything. And like
first run, too.
Oh my god. It, like,
girl!
I have like a round face, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work out. It did, yeah. And especially if you don't have the right round brush to style that shit.
Which, who even knew at that time?
You're fucked, girl. You're fucked.
Who even knew at the
yeah,
time that
when
it was a round brush?
When you're a seventh grader, you don't know how to style your hair. I could not be trusted with
girl.
A round brush and a blow dryer.
Was round brush a thing at that time? Did people actually know about it? Because, you know, celebrities were, like, contouring for, like, 10 years before it got mainstream.
Since then, round brush has been a thing in my house.
I mean, I know now.
Every decade.
I mean, now. But, like, when you're in middle school, when at first round brushing was, like, a thing. It wasn't, like, people didn't know how to style their hair.
But that's the only way that hairstyle works, is with a round brush. So if you didn't
did
take the time
know?
To do it
did
right.
Did people know? Yeah, they have a round brush?
A seventh grader didn't
were
know.
Were round brushes around at that time?
They were around. They were around. There weren't dinosaurs, but there were round brushes.
Sally Hansen had to like.
Oh, yeah. Sally hooked it up. Sally
oh, my
hooked,
God.
Sally hooked shit up, girl.
First run friends.
First run friends.
I don't think I've ever met anybody that watched first run friends.
Let me, I'm your grandmother. Let me tell you how history was.
But that's technically millennial, right?
I consider myself a millennial.
35?
My
35.
My mom calls me a millennial
35?
All the time.
Well, I mean, you can act like one, but not
yeah.
be one.
She thinks those,
35,
like,
right?
I'm 35.
So you are.
She
You're
thinks,
literally like,
I'm at the
almost,
cusp.
Yeah,
I'm at the
literally.
Cusp of millennials. My mom thinks that those Carvana commercials are made for people like me.
Oh.
Yeah. Who like want to buy cars while they're watching like Hulu or
Richard
on their couch.
Carvana is not even for my age. Carvana is for like first time owners that are stupid enough to be like, hey, I can just like click, click, click and buy a car. Bitch,
buy
no,
car.
It's not.
Without test driving it.
Bitch, it's not.
You want to ask me first?
I mean, I have to pee. I'm like, can you fill time?
I have
time?
To pee too. Can we pause this?
No, we have to fill
oh
time.
Oh my god,
time.
We gotta keep going then. You gotta fill
well, okay,
pain.
We have to, God,
like
we have to pain. Like, we have to like, ask a question and then one of us has to like answer and fill the time with the other one. That's a challenge.
Oh, this is like old school radio.
Oh my god,
yeah.
It's like a game challenge within a challenge.
Okay.
Well, what's one that we could like talk about that's like
really long?
Really long. Oh my god, I thought about this one too.
Yeah.
Well, not this. Well, this was kind of like, but it was like slash like together. Girl, I have lots of stories. Let's see.
Wait, I really have to go.
Wait, ask me a question, bitch.
Okay, wait. Okay. Let's talk about...
God, I had some...
Do you have a story for that?
I remember the first time I got punched. I don't remember the first time I got... Somebody threw me a punch.
Well, like...
Just go to the bathroom. I'll fill time.
Go.
I'll fill the time. So you got... You guys were so happy that you guys are listening. Hopefully there are more of you than we think that are listening. But if you're just tuning in, which this is not the radio, like you would have already been listening for a while. We're talking about our firsts. And we could totally do more firsts if you would just send us different questions, different firsts at our social media. Mine is for all my social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. You can just hit me up at the Robbie XO, and that's TheRobbyXO. And yeah, let us know what other firsts, if we didn't talk about these firsts, what you want to know. Because I'm looking at this list and I'm kind of like feeling, I feel like there are better firsts that I need to, like, we need to talk about. There's one. Who was your first text today? /give/receive. Bitch, my first text today was to Stalto over here that just went pee. And I told Stalto.
Stiletto.
Stalto.
Get it right.
The first text I sent today was to
me.
To her. Yeah, and I was like, Bitch, I'm tired.
Well, and
I was so sleepy. I have to be 2 hours late.
Can I tell you what time he's in this text?
And I was supposed to be here at 11.
He's supposed to be here at 11. His first text to me was 10:03 a.m. I just woke up. I slept shitty, so I'm running a little behind. 10:03 on a Saturday.
Supposed to be here at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first text today to give and receive, which I only saw give and receive at the end. I was like, who was give and receive? Oh, we're going there. We're going there. Oh, so that was mine. So you can answer and fill time.
Okay.
Try to fill time, bitch.
I will fill time.
Like your social media. That's all I did.
This is what professionals do.
Okay.
We fill time.
I can't wait to listen to it back.
Who was my first text today? Okay. I think my first text might have been Robbie, who definitely texted me at 10 a.m. when he was supposed to be here at 11, saying he just woke up and was going to be late to record this podcast. So therefore, my first text was a thumbs up emoji. Totally not exciting. But I will give you something better after that. I think my first text was definitely to my friend whose dog that I'm babysitting. And she asked how her dog was doing. Her dog is doing fine, trust me. Her dog is being completely spoiled and let on all the furniture. So other than that, another first we can talk about is the first time being in trouble in school. And for me, that was, once again, elementary school. I think I got, an early start in elementary school with, crushes and being in trouble and going nuts, going hard. I went ham in elementary school.
Bitch, what is ham in your,
Hard as a motherfucker?
What does that mean?
That means,
I stole the milk.
How hard did you go in elementary school? Well, I'll tell you, the first time I was in trouble, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's because, I was so woke and my teacher wasn't.
Oh.
And I used the word, I was in first grade, I used the word...
The N-word?
No. Oh my god! That's ham. That's ham, Raven.
Savage.
That was great. No.
Ham is what the old people in the 90s used to use. Savage is what us Gen Zs use.
Okay.
Savage.
So I was savage on somebody in my first grade class, and I told them that they were despicable. And my first grade teacher legit yanked me.
That's a kid's movie. Despicable.
Oh, no. I'm telling you. Okay, well, when I was in first grade, the only person who used the word despicable was
1894.
It was a cartoon cat on Looney Tunes. That's how I learned the word.
Despicable.
Sylvester the cat.
Oh.
He told people they were despicable.
Oh, yeah.
So I used a term that I heard on Looney Tunes, called a kid in my class despicable. My teacher yanked me out into the hallway. And was like, do you know what you just said? And I was like, no. What the fuck did I just say? And she was like, you just told them that they were stupid. And I was like, I think you should be giving me an award for being a first grader who used a four-syllable word.
But did you ever also Google later and be like, bitch, despicable does not mean stupid.
I was in first grade. We didn't have Google back then. Yeah.
Did you have Ask Jeeves? Ask Jeeves?
No, we had.
Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
We had Merriam-Webster. Merriam-Webster.
So did anybody look up?
Merriam-Webster helped us out.
Hey, Miriam. Tell me what despicable is.
Hey, Miriam. No.
Despicable does not mean stupid.
That was the first time I was in trouble in school. I called
But despicable does not mean stupid. It means
Hey, Siri. Define despicable.
So they named a movie.
This is an informal term. As a verb, it means speak disrespectfully to or criticize.
Oh, no. That was the term dis. Sorry.
Oh.
That was the term dis.
They would have never...
Wait.
Stupid me.
She's listening to everything you say.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Siri.
Siri, define the word despicable.
Despicable means deserving hatred and contempt.
Deserving hatred and contempt. My first grade teacher told me that telling somebody despicable was calling them stupid.
What was her name? Call her bitch ass out.
Mrs. Koppel.
Do you remember your teacher's name?
Yes, I do.
Shut up.
I don't remember how you and I met, but I remember my teacher's name.
Shut the fuck up.
Mrs. Koppel.
I only remember certain teachers' names, and really I don't even know why, but I don't remember Well, because, no, I don't.
You
because
don't.
I might, thank God in high school and middle school you have yearbook, so I can like go through the pages and be like, oh yeah, they kind of made an impact.
That's an excellent sound effect, by the way.
Yeah,
it
thanks.
Was like really authentic. I dissed one of my fellow students.
I don't remember.
She did, but not the way she thought I did.
I don't remember my teachers' names at all.
I don't even remember. Do you remember the first time you were in trouble in school?
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. So I was, so my mom is a teacher.
Okay.
Do you remember that? You probably don't. I don't talk about my family a lot until now.
Yeah.
By the way, we have 15 minutes to wrap this up. It's not happening. I know it's not happening.
It's gonna
this
be
is
a two-parter.
No, because this is too much fun.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Man, I love
this. So my mom is a Montessori teacher. I grew up in Montessori. So I went to the school. Me and my sister went to the same school that she worked at. And there was a, I don't even remember the situation. I just know I was not having it. And I also didn't know what I was about to do.
Shocker.
I just knew it was kind of like, this is, I know people do it when they're angry at people, when people make them upset. I don't know.
Slap somebody.
No, never. I was not aggressive at that time.
Oh, okay.
I never got into any fights in high school. No, I was always very verbal. I was a verbal. I've been a verbal fighter.
I'm a great verbal fighter.
I do verbal.
I'll bring people
yeah.
to their knees.
Yeah, I don't do physical.
Yeah.
But
which is good. It keeps you out of trouble.
Yes. So well. Yeah, but this time somebody did something that I did not agree with, and it was right before we were supposed to go to, this is in Maryland, before we had a Baltimore Aquarium field trip, and somebody did something I didn't like, and behind their back, I threw up my middle fingers.
Oh.
And I had no clue. I just knew it was like, oh, this is not.
This is the beginning of
somebody,
passive-aggressive
stop
robbing.
It. Stop. I was like, somebody did something I didn't like. Deuces, middle fingers up.
Yeah.
The teacher saw.
But when they didn't see.
The person I was doing it to didn't see.
Right.
But
there
are two teachers, assistant and regular, yeah, saw me throw up the middle fingers. Bitch, I got yanked by the neck, taken away, and I got thrown into my mom's class. I was in her classroom because she was like, I'm not giving special treatment to my...
Sure.
You know, when your mom's a teacher, you don't get any special treatment. Thrown into her room for, like, a week, which was the same week that everybody went to the Baltimore Aquarium from my class, and I couldn't go to the Baltimore Aquarium because I told whoever did me dirty, fuck you.
Here's what I pulled from that story. It
Do you know what that was?
That was... He just did... The Ross and Monica fuck you from Friends. The fist bump.
So I could relate it to her time.
Absolutely. No, what that tells me is that your class takes a week to visit the Baltimore Aquarium. That's what I learned from that story.
It wasn't a week, but you know what I mean. I meant during the week of.
Mm.
I went in there. They threw
that
me
was
away.
An eventful week for
the
you.
Day of.
That was an eventful week.
Yeah, that's the very first time that I remember.
That was what grade?
Like either kindergarten or first grade or something like that.
Yeah, man, that's when you start letting loose and like letting your freak flag fly, you know, just like getting in trouble.
Well,
calling
when
people,
you see stuff, and
calling
people
four syllable insults.
Well, when people like you see something and you don't really know what it means, and
yeah.
people are, you're like, well, what does this mean? And they're like, oh, it just means you're upset with someone because they're trying to like, you know, you're just upset with that person.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm upset with you.
So you call them despicable and give them the double.
Which
finger.
Is like so crazy to me because
the
then like. Word. Like 15 years later, it's in a movie title.
Oh, Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe I got in trouble for that? And now that there's like a franchise for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ms. Cobble. I remember you.
Yep.
Whatevs.
Okay.
You wanna ask me one? Or you wanna check your messages? It's
no,
cool.
I'm not checking messages.
It's cool, I'll wait.
No, bitch. Alright, you wanna go? Alright.
Oh.
Okay. Because
I
Googled
oh.
first questions.
Where do you think I got this
first
list from?
First time questions. Well,
I got this list from Google. Google, I love you. Really, you make my days shine brighter.
You should, yes. Let's see.
Okay, go ahead.
We should
STI hatchback silver with 5-spoke alloy wheels.
Bougie. What year?
97. Nope, it was a 98. Just kidding, it was a 98.
And what year did you get it?
I bought it off my friend Eric.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric. Thank you for that car. It was amazing.
Until
it wasn't amazing. No, my first car was a BMW.
6 months later.
My first car was a BMW. I bought it when I was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the first car you just, like, when you got your license?
That I drove? My first car that I drove?
Yeah.
It was a Jeep Cherokee.
What year? What age? I mean, what age? Like, when did you get your license? Right when you could?
Well, I was 15 when I got my permit, 16 when I got my license.
Okay, so, like, regular.
And my family all owned Jeep Cherokee, so they taught me how to drive in those cars.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I got mine, 15, 16, right when you could. Like, you had to get it.
Yeah, now they have all these weird rules about it.
Yeah, I drove for my very first car, even in high school, actually. Because you get it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe my freshman year, I was being shuffled around by my grandma, RIP, in a Volkswagen.
Nice.
No, Volvo.
Volvo, I was going to say.
It was a V.
Volkswagens are... and like
Volvo.
Volvos?
S40.
Like,
it was an S40 sedan.
That's like driving a tank, bro.
S40. I think I remember. It was an S40 sedan. I was obsessed with it. And
Did
I thought,
it have those headrests that were like... have like a hole in the middle?
No. I don't think it was that old.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Next. No, it wasn't
Thank
that
you,
one.
Next.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next.
No, it wasn't that. It was or maybe it was S60. It was one of the S. And
S,
then like
S
even,
numbers.
Even number, and then, which
with
is, I think,
zero
all,
at the
I
end.
Think they're all even numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that, and I thought, oh my God. Because my mom had a Volvo before,
like you
which was
you
the
were
wagon,
shit.
But she was the wagon. So back in the day, me and my sister, it was a time where in the trunk they had the flip-up seats. So we would like ride in the wagon in the back.
And then wave at people.
Yes! And we would be facing out the back door. And now, even back then, I think after like accidents happened and I realized like, people can die in the back.
People die.
I was like, bitch, how the fuck did you put us in the back?
How did they allow us
because,
to ride that way?
Like, rear ends, that was, rear
oh,
ends are the
you'd
main.
You'd be the first to go. Yeah.
How were we in the back?
Oh.
And we were just like, waving, hi,
I
hello.
I used to do that all the time in my friend's parents' car on the way to the pool.
The fuck?
We waved to people and we tried to get them to wave back at us. And
yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. We'd be the first to die. Absolutely.
Why? But why were we like...
People didn't care back then.
We didn't lift up our shirts, but that's like the equivalent of like, hey guys, give us attention.
Hey,
show us, yeah.
Here's my little 12-year-old nipples.
Well, I mean, I'm just like equating it to like nowadays. But yes.
Nowadays,
now mine's too clear.
Nowadays, if people look at me too hard in the car, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Can you throw in a little bit of a...
Oh, my. You're comparing it to mine? Okay.
No.
God, I feel bad for your Uber driver.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have to go
I'm
back
here
to,
all day.
You have to go back to the island.
I'm here all day. What island, girl?
The island that you live on.
Oh, those. So stupid.
You live on the island.
So stupid. Stop talking.
You guys, that is all the time we have today for Are We Famous Yet? Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you guys being here. And we can't wait to see you in the next one. Please make sure to come back and keep listening. And if you want to connect with us more, you can definitely hit us up on social. So you can find Alexis on Instagram at Lexi Stiletto. That's LexiStiletto. And on Snapchat as Alexis Stiletto, AlexisStiletto. Yes. And then you can find me, Robbie, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Come see my videos on YouTube. You can look up The Robbie XO. That's TheRobbyXO. And I am also on Snapchat just as Robbie Carmack. And that's RobbyCarmack. And once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.